there's some arrogance, and then there's this inner confidence that you have, like, man, I know I can do it. I did it last year when I needed to be diligent on all those restarts, and when I needed to be hard and aggressive on when Biffle was trying to pass me and I had to really get hard and aggressive on his door. I know I can do those things, and I know I can get that out of myself to hustle, you know, every single lap. And you know it's the car's got to be really, really good, but also you have to be willing to work every lap, about, you know, work the draft and work side drafting, and even when you can't side draft for advantage, you can side draft to hold a guy and stop his progression. Like, a lot of times I'd pull up beside Biffle when I had hardly anybody behind me and hold him there, and even, you know, even having Jimmy behind him, he couldn't push him by because I could stall him so hard. And you got to be willing to do that. It's a jerk move, but it's, you got to do it. You have to do it. So I gotta, you know, it's not really my personality to go around doing jerk things, but when you're in that particular situation, you got to be ready to work lap after lap, whether you're trying to help yourself or do jerk things. So it takes every bit of those efforts to maintain that track position, because you're just not going to drive up through there and pass guys. The package doesn't work that way anymore. And I talked to several drivers about this particular package and how we can stall each other, and the side draft, the way the cars run side by side, is so different than it's ever been, where basically you can have a guy and sit, you can hold a guy beside you and not let him pass. I mean, you can just get right next to him and it kills his car, and it kills yours too, but at least nobody's going anywhere, you know. So you know, that's just, you gotta be willing to work every lap and do those things that you need to do to keep that track position, because you need to be up front. You have to be first on that last restart. If I'm no one else, you know, if you get shoved out, you're gonna win the race. That's where you need to be to win it.
These rule changes coming up this year, does that affect Daytona at all?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that none of those rule changes are in effect for Daytona. Is the motor changing for Daytona?
I thought it was.
I guess the power will be down. So, I mean, the cars will run a little bit slower, but I'm sure they'll probably end up opening the plate up a little bit once they understand where we're at speed-wise. I expect the plate to be fluid as far as – and they might not do it during speed weeks. It's rare where they'll do something in the middle of the process, but going to Talladega and stuff, they'll probably – I think that plate may change. They might not admit that right now, but I wouldn't be surprised to see some changes in that as we start to understand where our speed is. Once we get in the draft, I don't know that we'll be a whole lot slower than, because once we get them cars all going together, the draft itself, we kind of can make a lot of things happen and get a lot of speed. But otherwise, the spoiler is the same, and nothing else has changed, I don't think.
You know, you're a student of the sport, and you know that things go in cycles. And Sterling Marlin's name was mentioned here. He's the last two-time winner of the 500 back-to-back. Now you're